March 29th, 2009. The following was recorded at North Branch Reformed Church in Bridgewater, New Jersey, in the United States. Please visit us online at nbrc.com.
Good morning. Do you feel the energy in the room? Or at least the decibel level, right? That's great. We love it when you guys bring all that energy because that's part of worshiping God. Let me give you a couple of announcements. I'll have Doris do hers last, if that's all right. And if you want to turn with me in your bulletins, let me see. First, I'm on page 4 to say that there's no adult ed class today because of sickness. And then if you go over to page 5 with me, top of page 5, one of the things that we want to offer, since we have over a dozen folks looking for jobs in the congregation, that if anyone wants to put without a name a position that they're seeking, if you look at the top of 5, or someone that you know is seeking, and we all can look at that together and pray for that, of course, again, no name attached, and then the office could be a coordinating any information that you bring in, please let us know that. We would love to help be the hands and feet of Jesus to all of those that are looking for jobs in the congregation. And then on page 6, a couple of Easter things. Easter flowers for the sanctuary, you can read that. Under the youth, Easter baskets for the food bank, that's important. Look at that one. And then I believe that relates, if I have read them closely enough, to the Youth Group Pioneer Easter Basket Mission tonight. So look at that all together, will you please? And now let me, with my one hand, find my way back to the front of the bulletin. Join me, if you would, with the Psalm of the Morning. Oh, Doris. Yeah, oh, thank you. I told you you're going last, and I almost made you go really last. Hi, Doris. Thank you.
Good morning. And you already made one of my announcements.
I did. Oh, sorry.
Under women, page 6, under Women's Ministries. First of all, the Chocolate Festival. We're looking for people who would like to make homemade chocolate candies or fudge or baked goods and donate them. You can bring them. We're going to be selling them at the after both services next Sunday. All the proceeds will go to missions. The second thing was, Todd already mentioned, chancel flowers for Easter. You can get one of these handouts either over there on the ledge or in the back. The suggested donation is $12 per plant. You just fill it out and and put them in the box in the office that's marked Easter flowers. They're due by next Sunday. Then the last thing is Crossroads. Crossroads is April 17th and 18th. It's a retreat for women at Harvey Cedars on Long Beach Island. Lovely place to be. There are several women from our church going. If you've never been and have questions, you can see me. There's still time to register. Thank you.
Thank you, Doris. I think I could be a game show assistant. All right, join with me, please, in the call to worship printed in your bulletin. From Psalm 119, the psalm for today. How can young people keep their way pure? Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your word. Please stand and sing God's praise.
Thank you.
On your way in this morning, you made contact with that water flowing, huh? The rain. And I had a professor that would remind us, whenever you're in a rainstorm, remember your baptism, because it's another sign of God's love and God's forgiveness. And so it's God's presence that reminded us of our baptism on the way in, reminds us of our faith while we're here through the musical this morning. And God greets us saying, mercy and peace and abundance. Would you greet each other and share that peace and mercy around this great sanctuary? Just one second. We're blessed with two testimonies for a moment here of what God's been doing in some of our youth work. And I'm going to let Anna and Matt, that would be Matt, go first.
I'm the guy.
Hi, everybody. So over the past 3 weeks, you know that we've been coming up and making fools of ourselves and having a lot of fun. So we have the totals. By a lot. All right, the girls have 250 and 95 cents, and the boys have?
Boys have 355.73.
We all know it's a sympathy vote.
It's not sympathy.
So in total, we have 606.48. So give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you guys for helping. And we raised all the money for To Write Love on Her Arms, which you'll learn more about on April 19th at Youth Sunday. So definitely come. It's going to be a lot of fun. And for all the teenagers, come out to youth group tonight. It's super important because we're going to be talking about it.
Have fun.
I asked Ginny to come and share a testimony with what she came several months ago and talked to us about the organization she started at Somerville High School, Save Our World, and the work it was doing for Haiti. And there was a quick email that went out about Tuesday night about a coffee house event on Wednesday. And would you tell us a little bit about how God blessed that and what's happening now?
Sure, I'd love to. Okay, so I thought the coffee house, we had advertised in school, and I had been telling my members, we have about 60 members, about 30 of which are active, but still people really came to participate at the coffee house, which I was so blessed to have all those members at that time when we really needed them. I imagined that about 30 people would come to the coffee house. We planned for a lot more. Because for those of you that are familiar with Facebook, I sent an invitation out to all of my friends and my entire high school, pretty much, the people that I'm not even friends with, saying, come to the coffee house, it's great. And we had about 100 people say they were coming, but you never know with Facebook invites. It was just a shot in the dark. So I figured maybe about 30 people were going to come, and we actually calculated it was probably about 100 people showed up that night, which was... I can't even tell you how happy that made me. The coffee house was a success. For those of you that don't know what a coffee house is, it's basically a low-key performance venue. We had about 14 acts come. We had singers. We had dancers. We had everything. And everyone was so talented. And by the end, we raised about $600 to $650 in one night, which just shows you God's blessing, honestly. It was just amazing how far this came in just a couple weeks. It was right after the play. I was involved in my high school play, and we suddenly were like, oh my gosh, the coffee house is in 3 weeks. We need to get moving. And then just people showed up. It just shows you how, and it reaffirms my faith in people too, that people naturally want to help. And I will never lose that, because I honestly, throughout the entire night, I was like, you know, thank you so much for coming. When I was talking to the audience, it just made me so happy to see that they would come out and support people that they don't even know. And that $600 that we raised, $650, combined with the $250 that we made in the fall with the face painting event, is a lot of money that can go to help these people in Haiti. So for those of you that came, thank you so much. It really, really did make a difference. Thank you. The money that was donated will be sent to this charity called Voices for Haiti, which I talked to you guys about a couple months ago. And the money will be used for food, education, clothing, housing. Voices for Haiti partners with Habitat for Humanity. So they're a very conspicuous organization. They are very out there in Haiti, and they're not just some hole-in-the-wall charity. They really, really are making a difference just in the lives of the Haitians that really, really need our help. So the money that will be raised, we're going to send it at the end of the year, and it will make a difference. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Isn't that great? All the ways in which God is using us and our youth, and now we'll turn to the musical as God's word comes to us through this musical. But before we do that, let's just have a word of prayer to prepare our hearts to receive God's message to us this morning. Great God, thank you for what you've been doing all week, what you do in our lives every moment, and thank you that we can be aware of the marvelous message you have for us through our carol choir this morning as we listen to their musical, The Jailhouse Rock. Bless them and bless us so that we can go out tomorrow again and even this afternoon and be your blessing. In your name we pray, and all God's people said, amen.
Children are in good hands. We have plans for fun in the sun. Mountain climbing, swimming, and bungee jumping. Woo! Keep those prayers going up. Those blessings rain on down. And we're on.
We've been waiting patiently for this day to come. Packed our bags a month ago. We're ready for some fun.
We'll say our prayers and brush our teeth. you're all going a little stir crazy, all cooped up in that bus. For those of you who are here for your first time, I'll be your camp director for the week, Mrs. Livingston.
Hi, Miss Livingston.
Hi, Miss Livingston. I'm Crystal, and this is my first camping experience, and I have a few questions.
Welcome, Crystal. How may I help you?
Well, we do have running water, right? Mm-hmm. And there is electricity?
Yes.
And I heard a rumor about, well, sleeping in cabins.
Oh, Crystal, you'll be just fine. Come with me and let's check it out. Now grab your gears, campers. Boys, head west to the Omega cabin, and girls will follow me. Head east to the Alpha cabin.
What was that? Mom and Dad, it's Crystal. Send help. Wait, I'm losing you. You're cutting out. Come and get me.
The weather's really messing everything up out there. Looks like that was our last phone call from jail. Crystal, are you going to be okay? What are we going to do now, Miss Livingston?
Well, since you all feel like we're locked up in here, let's make the most of it. I'll go ahead and introduce you to your junior counselors. This is their last week with us for the summer, and then they'll be leaving on a jet plane. Would you welcome Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Hey, gang, I have an idea.
What is it, Peter?
I keep thinking about this guy I invited who really was in prison, and his name was Peter, too. Let me see, it was here. Right here, in Acts chapter 12. His friends, God sent an angel to free him. He was arrested for spreading the gospel, and God sent an angel to free him because of a secret weapon.
Well, I love adventure stories. What was it?
Well, get this. The secret weapon was prayer.
And that worked?
Yes, his friends prayed for him, and God sent an angel to walk him right out of there. If you really want the sun to shine, kids, maybe you should start by asking God.
Here, heaven's door.
an emergency. We're all smushed here. It's still raining, and my hair is frizzing out. That is not what I had planned. Come and get me.
Crystal, this is just temporary. Boys and girls, I know it is still raining, but that doesn't mean your prayer wasn't heard.
Well, I have another great jailhouse escape story.
Go ahead, Paul. We're all ears.
It's found in Acts, chapter 16. There's two guys, Paul and Silas. It's quite a story. See your weapon? They sang.
There is sunshine in my soul today.
Yeah, yelled Kelly. I think they must have been singing something just like that. And when they did, the jailhouse rocked.
God sent an earthquake to free them, right?
Yep.
We sang, and Peter's friends prayed for him, and God let him go free.
That's right, Crystal.
Well, we've prayed too, so what are we doing wrong? Why isn't God answering us?
Yeah, he could just say, let my people go.
Or, rain, rain, go away, Crystal's having a better day.
Now, boys and girls, I don't want any of you to be misled. God causes the sun to rise and the rain to fall on the good and the bad alike. We serve God. He doesn't serve us. We are still in control.
Miss Livingston, we've heard from the boys. Can I have a turn?
Well, of course, Mary.
My story can top both yours. It's found in Matthew chapter 28. It's the day when the earth shook and stone was rolled, and Mary realized that Jesus was free from the grave. The world was changed forever. And now, even 2,000 years later, when Jesus touches your life, you'll never be the same ever again.
Shake, rattle, and roll my soul. Shake.
special delivery from Johnny and friends.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wonderful. Johnny told me she would send us this. Peter, will you get this ready?
Sure, Mrs. Livingston.
Boys and girls, as you all know, Johnny Erickson Tata was supposed to be our guest speaker this week. Yesterday she called and she was unable to get a flight. She said she had something very important she wanted to say, so she sent us this DVD overnight. Peter, are we ready?
It's rolling, Mrs. Livingston.
Hi, boys and girls up at Camp Koinonia. This is Johnny. And yes, I'm stuck. The storm has not let up, and I can't get a plane out. I hope the weather is better where you are, and the storm is not heading your way. But just in case the sun is shining and you're ready to go swimming, I want you to be real careful. You see, when I was 17 years old, I took a dive into shallow water, and I became paralyzed. My hands and my legs don't work. I'm in a wheelchair. At first, I could not believe this happened to me. And I prayed, oh, Lord, would you please heal me? And all the time, I kept worshiping him with all of my heart. But God did not choose to heal my body. And at first, that was pretty hard to take. But now, so many years later, I can actually say I am really thankful. For one thing, this wheelchair has brought me so much closer to the Lord. I have to rely on Him for absolutely everything. I depend on Him every day, and He is so faithful. Kids, I want you to know that many years ago, when I was in the hospital, can you believe that I was stuck in bed for an entire year? But during that time in bed, listen to this special poem that I memorized. It goes like this. A little bird am I, caught from the field of air, and in my cage I sit and sing to the one who has placed me there. Well pleased a prisoner to be, because my God, it pleases thee. What have I else to do? I sing the whole day long. But he whom I most love to please, he listens to my song. He caught and he bound my wandering wing, but still he bends to hear me sing. And it is so good to soar these bolts and bars above to him whose purpose I adore and whose providence I love, and in his perfect will to find the joy and the freedom of the mind. I was a songbird sitting in a cage. I was a songbird singing through my day. Wishing I were free to fly, feeling trapped and in the dark, for I was a songbird sitting in a cage. I was a songbird singing through my day. To rest, and my weary voice was still. What would the Lord say to me, to my heart so unfulfilled? First I couldn't hear a thing, then his still small voice I heard. Songbird, you are free to fly.
since your birth.
Songbirds up at camp. Bye-bye.
Wow, she's amazing. I don't know how I'd feel if I were Johnny. I think it would be hard to praise God.
Yeah, and we're in here complaining just because we don't have freedom to go outside.
Well, I think that's because we're learning that there are really two different kinds of freedom. First, we are free to do what we want to do. And second, we are free to do what Christ wants us to do.
Hey, Ms. Livingston, remember the song we learned last year about a frog?
Oh, I do. That frog thought he was free, but boy, he was in hot water.
Can we sing it?
Of course. There's a way that seems right to a frog, but ends in, oh, you will find out.
As
he entered, Chris was separated. The voices of angry inmates. They were all yelling and screaming about how innocent they were. They were shouting,
"Let us out of here! We didn't do anything wrong!"
As the young ruler continued down the hallways, the voices continued to build and build until he noticed one cell with one prisoner on his knees with his head held low. The young ruler stopped, turned, and spoke to this broken man. He said,
"Young man, are you innocent as well? Answer me, son."
The prisoner rose to his feet with a tear running down his cheek. He spoke softly,
"Majesty, I am guilty, and I'll spend the rest of my life in here."
The young ruler was silent at first. Then he turned to one of the guards and said,
"Release this guilty prisoner. I'll release him at once. I will take him out of here myself so it doesn't corrupt all these innocent men."
So he left all those innocent men behind bars? Wait, I'm confused. Who really is guilty?
We all are!
We? What am I guilty of?
The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We need to humble ourselves and confess our sins. And just like that broken prisoner, Jesus will forgive us and set us free.
And now we live each day learning to lean on Jesus, the rock of our salvation.
So I'll give my full attention to loving you and serving you.
Well, we got your phone messages. Well, part of them until we got disconnected. Are you okay?
We've come to save, rescue you from this devastating experience.
No, I want to stay now.
What, are you sure?
Oh, if it continues to rain, you'll be stuck in here all week.
Mom and Dad, we're not locked up. We've got the keys to the kingdom.
And on the inside, the sun is shining.
Hey, everybody, look. Look at the sky. The sun is shining outside, too.
That was wonderful. You even got us into the act at the end. Thank you. Wow. Yes. Oh, good. Come up. Do you want to announce that too? I think they have special things to give out to people who help them in special ways. So I'll let you guys take care of it. You got your own mics, yeah. Right? We'll use their mics, Dave.
Well, we wanted to give our thanks to Mr. Satz, Miss Polly,
Mr. Katona and Mr. Parks.
So if you'd like to come up
for helping us with this.
So if they said your name, you need to come forward. Mr. Stotts, Mr. Katona, Mr. Parks, Mrs. Pauley. I know he was at the first service. I think Mr. Parks is not at this one. So we'll make sure he gets it, all right? Wow, that was great. Thank you. And how did you guys arrange for the weather to be rainy today? Was that an answer to prayer? Yeah. Yeah, you just asked him, and it just worked out that way, right? That was great. Yeah, the lightning went a bit too far. There you go. Well, it was a great message. Thank you for doing that again. And some of the alumni who sung this before, I saw them singing it with you. I don't know if you guys saw that up there, but they were mouthing the words with you because they sang it. I don't know. How many years ago did we sing this? 5 years ago. So some of them were involved in it too. So they were enjoying your great performance. So now let's give to God. We're going to sing the closing hymn at the same time. So you need to give your offering. We're going to remain seated while we sing the song. And if you have any prayer requests, you're going to put those in the plate, and the ushers will do their best to get them to me so I can pray them afterwards. All right? There'll be no doxology, so the ushers will just need to, when you're done with the offering, just bring it up forward and give me all I need is a prayer card. All right? Let us sing Shine, Jesus, Shine. And if the offering's done by the time we... maybe on the third verse, we'll stand up. Wonderful. You may be seated, and we're gonna pray, and I think they arranged all the cards for me and everything, and thanksgivings and concerns. So let's pray these concerns that you wrote down to God and ask that God will help us to live by what you helped teach us. God, thank you for rain. Thank you for prayer. Thank you that when things don't go our way, when we're in hard times, when we feel like a prisoner, like that songbird, that you still can give us freedom inside. And help those of us who need that, who are sick or who are hurting or who are looking for a job or who aren't happy, help us to feel some of your freedom inside now. Shine in our hearts. And we're thankful, Lord, for many blessings. We're thankful for grace becoming a member of our family a year ago this week. We're thankful for Ted's triple bypass surgery success. We're thankful for all the prayers as Michelle Mance's surgery was a success. And God, we add any other thanksgivings. Lord Jesus, we thank you for John Sisko is thankful for all of the prayers of this congregation, and he's doing very well. We're thankful for good fortune. For all the wonderful actresses and actors and actresses who performed in front of us and give us your message. And we're thankful for the parents and grandparents and some grandparents as far as Nebraska who came just for this special performance of your word. And then, God, we pray for Eva's dad who died yesterday and for the family that is sad about him and for Greg Hall, a Marine in desert training in Arizona who's going off to Afghanistan in July, for a father to remember God's love and mercy while he's seriously ill, for a grandmother hospitalized for a heart condition. And then, oh God, we bring you other prayers that we speak now. Lord Jesus, hear us as we ask you for a woman named Mary and her handicapped daughter who's losing their home. For John and Diane as they recover from their surgeries. For, I believe it was Maureen and for Bruce. For healing for Bruce. For the Wigner family at the loss of Chris's mother. For Judy Ronzo's dad, who's not doing well in the hospital with kidney failure. For brother Gene McKay, who's healing from a pelvic fracture. And for many other people and situations that we have whispered to you in the quietness of our hearts, we combine all of these prayers with a great prayer that you taught us that people say in all sorts of languages, with all different color skins, in all different weather today. And you, most importantly, say with all of us as we pray together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this great daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please stand and take the hand of the person next to you because we're one in Christ in the hope that comes even in bad weather and hard times. And we know that whoever you are and wherever you go in God's wide and today rainy world, know that Christ goes with you before you prepare your path, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you. You help me remember. Above you to watch over you, beneath you in troubled times to carry you, and most importantly within you to give you his abiding and abundant peace now and forevermore. And all God's people said, amen.
You've been listening to a production of the North Branch Reformed Church in Bridgewater, New Jersey, in the United States. To connect with us online, visit nbrc.com. Thanks for listening.